Welcome to Arsenal Kids Podcast. Hello and welcome to Arsenal Kids Podcast. My name is Ben. As usual, I'm joined by my co-host Maddie, and it is great to have you join us for this episode.
Yes, hello listeners and welcome to episode number 86.
Thanks, Maddie. And what are we talking about on Arsenal Kids Podcast this time?
In part one, we are looking at how our women's team, who have progressed to the knock of the rounds,
as they secured a place in the Continental Tires-sponsored League Cup quarterfinals in style by hitting 6 goals past Reading on the road. And then in part two,
we look at the African Cup of the National, the Asia's Cup, and a new Adidas shoe.
As we check in on Mohamed Elneny in Africa, Takahiro Tomiyasu in Asia, and the Predator 24 released by Adidas together with Gabriel Jesus and Alicia Russo. But before we get further, a quick moment to say thank you for listening, and we would love for you to leave us a review, as this is the best way that we can help grow our community.
And we would love to hear from you.
We would, so flick us an email to info@arsenalkids.com or direct message us via Facebook or Twitter so we can say hi and give you a shout out.
Let's keep this adventure going together.
Let's indeed, and straight into the women's team, where head coach Jonas Eideville kept the same approach he's had with other games in the League Cup competition so far by naming a rotated starting 11 to face the Royals away from home.
And our right wing option was aggressive in her pressing and being direct.
Yes, Chloe Lacasse, starting for the first time in 2024, was very, very bright down the right-hand side, and she created a number of early chances for the Gunners, with Frieda Mornham coming closest to opening the scoring. Eve Annett in the Reading goal made several early saves to keep the scores in a deadlock, but just as she did on the weekend against Everton, Caitlin Ford bagged the opener. A great incisive ball from Mornham set up our Aussie winger at the edge of the area.
And she slotted the ball into the back of the net.
And before long, we doubled our lead. Stina Blackstenius continued her electric form in front of goal with a magnificent finish at the near post, courtesy of Steph Catley's whipped cross. But our Swedish striker wasn't finished for the half just yet. She stung once again just before the break, shrugging off her marker in the box and firing off a shot that was deflected into the bottom corner, meaning that the Gunners went into the halftime with a 3-0 lead.
The most exciting thing at halftime was Leo Williamson warming up.
And it was great to see our number 6 in a matchday squad for the first time in 9 months after she suffered an ACL injury. But before we got to possibly see her on the pitch, it was another defender that had her chance to shine with her first goal in Gunners colours, as Leia Codina rose to meet Steph Catley's short corner routine, and we were 4-0 up and the game hadn't even reached an hour.
With 60 minutes on the clock, a defending roar from the away supports saw Leah entering the field.
Jen Beattie was the one who made way for a noticeably emotional Leah Williamson. And after Katie McCabe restored the armband to her, every touch that she had earned a rapturous applause. But the good news kept coming as 10 minutes later, Kim Little, who had also been out through injury since December, also made it onto the field, marking her 300th appearance for the club. And the Scottish midfield maestro became only the 6th Arsenal player to ever reach such a milestone.
Leah wasted no time and remained reminding the world that she can do.
Yes, a delicious ball over the top from Williamson found fellow lioness Beth Mead ready and waiting. And with a simply sumptuous volley, the scoreline was quickly 5-0. And it was great to see the two English internationals share a hug after the goal. But we were not quite finished as we kept pushing, kept pressing, something I'm sure the coach is going to be pleased about because it brought Stina Blackstenius a hat-trick after she stole the ball pretty much off the Reading keeper and finished our victory with our 6th goal and her own 3rd as we continue our unbeaten run in the Conti Cup.
And next for the team, Ben.
Well, the win means that we're going to top our group and we'll progress to the knockout stages of the competition in the quarterfinals. And we're going to find out our opponent in the next little while with the game coming in early February. Before then, however, we play Liverpool next up in the Women's Super League as we seek to exact some revenge after they defeated us on the league's opening day.
Okay, let's leave it there for the women's team highlight part. Here in part 1, and we will be right back after this for part 2.
Welcome back, and we head first to Africa, where Mohamed Elneny's Egypt made it through to the knockout stages of the African Cup of Nations in dramatic circumstances after claiming a late 2-2 draw against Cape Verde. While our man remained on the bench throughout this game, it was only results from elsewhere that saw Egypt become the 2nd place finisher in their group, meaning that they're now going to be playing the Democratic Republic of Congo in the round of 16.
Across in Asia, and Tomiyasu started Japan last game, and then he saw them defeat Indonesia.
And this means that for them, they've also reached the knockout stages. And it was great to see Tomiyasu play 82 minutes of the match for Japan, who were 3 goals up before Indonesia scored a consolation in stoppage time. With 14 shots to their opponent's 3, Japan were deserved winners, and they finished 2nd in their group, meaning that in the round of 16, they're now going to be playing Bahrain.
And Ben, you were saying at the start that Adidas have a new boot out?
Correct. Celebrating 3 decades of innovation, Adidas have introduced the Predator 24, where they've merged 90s nostalgia with modern performance.
Which Arsenal players are going to wearing it?
At the very least, we know that Gabriel Jesus and our recently named FIFA Pro World Best 11 player, Alicia Russo, will be wearing it. But the shoe features a fold-over tongue and tricolour palettes. And I tell you what, they've come a long way from when I was a kid, that is for sure.
And the boots are available online. And Ben, when do I get my pair?
Well, let's reach out to Adidas and see if they'll send you a pair to trial and maybe even review on our podcast. Should we? I don't think we should hold our breath, though.
Okay, I live in hope. Well, let's wrap up this episode. Thanks again for joining us at Arsenal Kids Podcast.
Before we sign off, we want to express our gratitude to you for your continued support. If you haven't already, like and subscribe so you don't miss us in the future. It's your love for the beautiful game that fuels our passion.
And we would love to for you to spread the word around at Arsenal Kids Podcast.
Yeah, please share our podcast with other Arsenal kids you know and help us to grow this amazing community together.
We hope to join you back on the pitch again soon.
Keep the spirit of the game alive, and until next time.
Goodbye.